we knew that Chloe's story, what happened to her, would dominate people's memory of Chloe, and that's what we really didn't want to happen, which is what's been a driving force for us to really push forward with creating a legacy to honour Chloe and get people to remember her for who she was and not what happened in that last 24 hours. So yeah, that's been our push. Chloe was an absolute ray of sunshine, and she really, really thrived in the company of others and in experiences. And she recognised that she was quite fortunate in being able to engage in all sorts of things, whether it be dancing, swimming, gymnastics. She just loved living life. And obviously we wanted to create a legacy that was fitting for Chloe. She especially loved a party, so it seemed a really fitting thing to sort of honour her memory with, in providing those opportunities for children that are in, you know, in her year group or within the school that maybe perhaps due to varying factors could impact on them being able to access those sort of exciting opportunities. For us and for school, it was really important that we worked to create a legacy that embodied the characteristics that Chloe, that everybody loved about Chloe.
And I know the initial fundraiser took place, which was a colourful event from by the looks of it, and that was a success.
Yes, it was really successful, and it was really lovely to see so many children and young people just enjoying running around, getting filthy. There was a raffle held as well that was drawn at the same time as the run. And it just, you know, we looked around us and we just thought, wow, Chloe would have absolutely loved this. So that just demonstrates to us that it was such a fitting way to raise some funds.
What else is planned? Have you got, I know that on the website you talk about potentially perhaps getting some grants from other organisations as well as your own fundraising,
So we have been really fortunate and we've been awarded a grant from the Bowden Charities to buy T-shirts that are being sold at profit, and obviously all the money then goes into the legacy with Chloe's artwork on them. So we've sold quite a few of them already, so that's great. And at the moment we haven't got anything else planned, but we are definitely considering what we do with our next kind of fundraising drive. Our plan is to have fundraising drives at certain points of the year. So obviously we've still got all the funds that are there from all the money that's been raised so far. Ready to be sort of shared and donated to children with Robert Smiles Academy.
Which is brilliant. And I think it goes a little bit under the radar in terms of the need for certain people in Market Harbour, with it kind of being seen from a distance as quite an affluent area. But, you know, there are people that obviously need help, and you're going to be able to provide that, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it certainly is, like you say, because it's such an affluent area. Those that are in need perhaps struggle to ask for it, or, you know, those children are maybe not getting those opportunities. And that's where we would really like to bridge the gap.
And I know, too, you know, you're hoping to raise awareness of sepsis, which is brilliant.
Yes, absolutely. So the Sepsis Trust have created tools and resources for PHSE lessons for children all the way through school at different ages. So that's kind of our next challenge. What we'd really like to see is sepsis awareness being introduced into, we'll start small, into the schools, hopefully in Market Harbour and then further afield, because actually sepsis is a killer. It kills far too many young people. It's indiscriminate of age group, and obviously we were aware of sepsis prior to losing Chloe. We weren't aware just how many people it actually kills every year. And it needs to be treated with the same urgency as, say, a heart attack and a stroke.
And I know you've received support from local businesses too.
There's been quite a few businesses within Market Harborough that have donated raffle prizes,
Oh,
so
great.
I'd really like to thank them. That some of them are following us on social media, but there's far too many to mention. But it's been really lovely to see businesses within the local community donating prizes, the community getting behind us along with the school. Yeah, so thank you for that, because we wouldn't have been able to get this far if it wasn't for the buy-in from everybody around us. So we're really grateful of that.